Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The Special Investigating Unit has been given the green light to investigate allegations of serious maladministration at the Nelson Mandela Bay Metropolitan Municipality. The SIU, according to Business Day, will look into the alleged unlawful conduct by municipal employees and recover financial losses connected to a dodgy contract to supply streetlights. The proclamation has been signed by President Ramaphosa and it covers unlawful conduct that took place between November the 1st, 2020 and July the 12th of this year. Executive Mayor Gary van Niekerk says his office was not approached regarding this matter but will give its full support when the SIU deems it necessary. This is the latest in a string of allegations of corruption that have swirled around the municipality. South Africa's new Minister of Home Affairs, Leon Schreiber, says his department is making headway in reducing its massive visa backlog. Business Tech quotes Schreiber as saying it's been cut from more than 306,000 applications to some 213,000. That is a drop of 30%, says Schreiber, but we must do more because clearing this backlog is the only way to avoid another extension of the concession on visas, waivers and appeals that have already been granted three times. South Africa's highly inefficient visa regime has been pointed to by many foreign businesses trying to operate in this country. They simply can't get visas to bring skilled staff in, and as importantly, it's even harder for families of such staff. On the markets, gold has gone to a record high, trading this morning at $2,472. That's because the prospect of interest rate cuts in the US are causing some dollar weakness and yields on US bonds to drop. Gold thus becomes more attractive as a store of value. Looking at the equities side of things, the JSE All Share closed last evening down 1.25%, the top 40 down 1.5%. London's FTSE down 0.2%, while on Wall Street we had fresh record highs for the Dow, up nearly 2%, and the S&P 500 up 0.6%, the Nasdaq up 0.2%. Tokyo this morning up 0.1, Hong Kong down 0.1, Sydney up a full 1%. The dollar is 1.09 to the euro. That gives us a rand at 18.06 to the greenback, 19.69 to the euro, 23.43 to sterling. Platinum at 1,004, Brent crude oil just under $84 a barrel, and Bitcoin 65,641. Bitcoin, of course, has been flying recently, this after its embrace by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Trump's pick this week of J.D. Vance as his running mate.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.